Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, brought to you each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, we're going to continue our conversation about organ donation. We're going to delve a little more deeply into the personal experiences of families. We have Reverend Terry Culbertson, manager of the Center for Spiritual Care at SUNY Upstate, with us this morning. Good morning, Reverend Culbertson.
Good morning, Tricia.
And we're also joined by Pastor Doug Bruchel, pastor of Believer's Chapel in Canastota, who brings a very personal experience to the conversation this morning. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Tell us about your personal experience.
Well, I received a single lung transplant in February of 2001 at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I'd been waiting for approximately 9 months. I had been on the list and getting very, very sick. And, you know, got the call. And, you know, a few minutes later, I was in an airplane. And a few hours later, I was having surgery. And so here we are 7 years later and 3 additional grandchildren later. And we're rejoicing completely.
Absolutely. And those are 3 grandchildren you would not have met, aren't they?
Would never have met.
And they would not have known you.
Would not have known me.
It must have been just a huge relief for your family that this lung became available, but also for you. I mean, you must have been very close to death.
Well, actually, the doctor who will remain nameless said that I was circling the drain pretty good. I guess you'd have to ask my family if they're real happy about that, but because, you know, sometimes how
you know they are.
But we have a great family. We enjoy each other, and you know, we're all good friends. And so the fact that I was able to stick around for all these years after the fact is truly a blessing.
Absolutely. And you know, I believe everything happens for a reason, and I believe the reason you're here this morning is to spread this word. But I do want to take it back to some of the spiritual questions. You're mm-hmm. a pastor, of course, mm-hmm. but Reverend Culbertson, we know that one of the big objections on people's parts is that they think that their religion does not allow for such body donations. Tell us more about that.
That's true. The Journal of Transplant Coordination did a study called the Religious Attitudes Regarding Organ Donation, and probably the biggest objection was just people said, gee, I don't think my religion allows it. But I think Pastor Doug would agree that our understanding from all faith traditions, there are very, very, very few that would not encourage organ donation as a act of altruism, as an act of gratitude towards life, as an act of charity towards one neighbor.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I went online to organ donation or organdonor.gov, which is the government's organ and body transplant website, and they have a list there of all of the major religions that we hear of and what they believe. And most of them said, absolutely, it's an act of charity. Mm-hmm. Some of them said they just don't take a stance. There were just a few, Gypsies, I believe, and the Shinto religion that said no.
I think those were the two.
And those were two groups that believed in the afterlife, and that was why. So is this your experience when you talk to patients in the hospital? Is this something you discuss with them?
Yes, and I think people do have theological concerns, and they feel very relieved when they hear that. They don't want to go against their faith tradition and feel like it's a sin or the guilt, but it's a great relief to say, gee, this is the one thing maybe I can do
right. That
will give me some comfort or solace with the death of my loved one.
Exactly, and I even read recently that Father Champlin, who so many people knew, he donated his body, didn't he?
He certainly did. And the Pope, who was here recently in the States, actually disclosed that he's a registered organ donor. And he made this quote. He said, to donate one's organs is an act of love that is morally licit as long as it's free and spontaneous. In other words, it really comes from one's own choice or heart, from ourselves or from our families.
So let's talk about donors and families for a moment. On the phone with me this morning is Dr. Thomas Wright, a chiropractor in Canandaigua. Good morning, Dr. Wright.
Good morning, Tricia.
So tell us about your experience with organ donation. We're talking about your son, aren't we?
Yes. My son, Clayton, was 18 when he became an organ donor back in August of 06. We were faced with Clayton not being able to recover from his coma, and it was the last thing we were anticipating at that time, and we were approached by the organ donor people at the hospital and asked if we would consider that. And we had an interview And there was no question that we would do that immediately, and I have never regretted it for one moment.
Was the interview
made the
must
decision.
The interview must have been a difficult conversation for you to have.
Yes, it was. It was extremely hard. We knew what our decision would be. They gave us a couple of hours to spend alone and make that final decision. But there was no question. That was the thing to do. He was a healthy, vigorous, and vibrant young man, and we wanted to pass that vigor along to the rest of the world.
And perhaps make it make some good come out of a horrible situation.
Yes, indeed.
Do you know what organs of Clayton's were donated to other people?
If I can recall them all, heart, lungs, corneas, pancreas, and kidneys, I believe.
Wow.
And I have heard from several of the recipients at this point, and I'm very much looking forward to meeting a couple of them who have agreed to do so.
Oh, that what a wonderful experience I would think that would be.
I'm sure it will be. It's been a long time to bring myself to this point. I thought I had put this behind me a while ago, but it's never behind me, ever.
I can imagine that that would be true. So this was a decision that in the hospital, knowing that your son was not going to survive, this was a decision that you and your wife made on his behalf?
That is correct.
It wasn't anything you'd ever talked to your son about?
No, it was not. And it was not. I mean, we just don't think of those things.
No, we don't think of them in terms of our children, do we?
No.
Well, it was a very generous gift that you gave those people who received those organs, and I hope that the legacy that your son leaves behind is that gift that you and your wife made on his behalf.
Well, let me tell you something. It is every day that I awaken, I realize that some part of my son is still living, is still breathing, is still beating, and he's still there. There's still, I don't have to give him up completely. And that's how I see it.
That is just, you've choked me up. Dr. Wright, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, so we'll all take a deep breath after that one.
Yes.
Reverend Culbertson, you've had your own experience as the family of a donor.
Yes. My older sister, 3 years ago at the age of 53, died of a massive coronary, obviously totally unexpected. And she had signed the back of her driver's license. And that was the only thing, I think, that helped our family derive some sense of comfort from what we went through, this devastating death. So she was able to donate her eyes and tissue.
And so as Dr. Wright was explaining about, they had a little bit of time. It wasn't something they'd considered, but they had a little bit of time. Mm. You really didn't even have that time.
No, there really was no time. And the EMT happened to find her license and said, you know, it has been signed. And it was like, yes, we can at least do the wishes that she would
sure.
want. And it gave us that feeling like her life was also going on.
Yes.
Somebody else is seeing through her eyes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so then, Pastor Bruchel, turn back to you for a moment. Have you now had these discussions with your family members? Are your family
Absolutely.
Members going to be donors?
Absolutely. You know, as soon as we were in this process, my son, my daughter, you know, my wife, everybody is signed up to be organ donors.
That's excellent. And I would think that that would be then a legacy. You know, I think it's the one thing that we can leave behind with our loved ones that gives them some sense of hope, as Dr. Wright had said, that you'll kind of live on. And is that how religion sees it as well, that you're kind of living on in that gift?
I don't know. I think religion, at least the way I think theologically, is it's more to do with that act of charity and that generous spirit toward life. And that, in a sense, is a larger arena of living on for all of us, because it's in acts of kindness and charity and love and compassion that really help us through this life.
It almost supersedes the
yeah.
original religion part of it. What
well, you know,
say?
The kindness yeah. that you're referring to, you know, it's deeply personal to me. You know, so I know that this one family's decision to be a donor family has once again given me the privilege to live for an additional 7 years, to see three brand new grandchildren. You know, my son has, you know, gotten married. I have another son getting married. You know, these are things that I just would totally have missed out upon.
Right.
And because of that generosity and that selflessness, we live on.
And, you know, I have to think, too, that they may not have realized it at the time, but when they made that gift, they had no idea the impact you would ultimately have on others.
That's the cool part.
Yes.
They're making it completely in the dark.
They're kind of paying it forward, aren't they?
Indeed.
Have you met the family?
I have not. You know, there's a process of, you know, it's like a blind kind of a approach to that. I have sent a letter in to the hospital, who's like the mediator, and they pass that forward. And then if the family wants to respond, they do, and if not, they don't. And so I haven't heard anything yet, but I would love to.
You would love to, and maybe someday. And you know what?
Maybe, I would just like to say thanks.
There you go. Maybe the family that donated is listening this morning. Maybe
you'll hear
from them. Wouldn't that be great?
Indeed.
Well, I have to say that what you've brought to the conversation this morning is a little bit less of the nuts and bolts and a little bit more of the very personal side of organ donation and tissue donation and whole body donation as well. And I thank you both, Reverend Terry Culbertson and Pastor Doug Bruchel, for your time this morning. Very generous in spirit.
Thank you.
And listeners, we do need to take a break now. We'll be back in just a few moments. Please stay with us. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.